guys. Well, welcome back to day 7 of our Fasting with God. We are now completing our first week of our fast together. How are you guys doing? I know a lot of you have been sharing with me over these last couple of days what you're fasting and what you're believing God for, and actually how helpful the book has been. It's so neat to hear your story, so please let me know how you're doing. And I think just learning the names of God and the power that comes with the name of God, it actually does help us with our fast. Now, just a couple of things to remember. If you have messed up on your fast, and most people do, because we forget we're fasting, we're in certain routines, and so we're like, oh my gosh, I forgot, and I ate breakfast, and I wasn't going to. Don't worry and don't stress. Just start over. And don't say to yourself, well, I already messed up, I might as well forget the fast. That's exactly what the enemy wants you to do. So get back on track, stay with it. If you ate something that you weren't going to eat, don't worry about it. Just get back on the fast. Because remember what we said, this is a spiritual offering to God. This is a discipline. We're learning how to discipline our flesh and give way to the spirit. And believe me, most of us have our cravings. If you're like me, the very things that I'm fasting are things I'm craving more than ever before. I've told you before that normally I'm not a big breakfast eater, and I'll come to the office, I'll do my thing, and I don't even think about eating till noon. But it always happens when I start a fast that I wake up starving, that I see food that I never saw before. Everything looks good. People are offering me food they've never offered to me before. And that's part of the spiritual discipline. That's part of the spiritual warfare. So don't be surprised if you're hungry or you're tempted in areas that you weren't before, because again, we're learning our fast is our prayer. And so I just want to encourage you with those thoughts as we begin day 7. Now, today is a really fun name, and a name that a lot of us have used. Maybe if you've been in church, you've heard the name Jehovah Jireh. God is my provider. God will provide all of my needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. And you've heard of the song Jehovah Jireh, or you've heard of a message on Jehovah Jireh. So this might be one you're familiar with, but I want to go a little bit deeper today in our study. So if you open up with me to page 119, we're on Jehovah Jireh. Now remember, we've been talking about Abraham. And the last few days, we talked about how Abraham really wanted a child, that he and Sarah could not conceive, and God came to him, and he took him outside, and he said, Abram, look at the stars, count the stars, so shall your descendants be. And part of what we do is we press into the things of God. We learn to listen to God. God gives us a word or a vision or a dream, and we trust him in that. But now this is a test for Abraham, because what God is doing, he's given him a beautiful son. His name is Isaac. And then there comes a point where God says, I want you to take your son, your only son. So we know in the scripture right now, this is his only child at this time. And I want you to sacrifice him to me. I want you to place him on the altar. Now that may seem strange, because we don't practice sacrificial experiences. We don't offer things on an altar to God. But at this time, part of sacrifice was part of what they did. They would offer something on an altar to God. Now remember, this is the Old Testament, and it's teaching us really that one day one will come who is our sacrifice, and that was Jesus. And Jesus was placed on the altar. It was Calvary. It was a cross. And he died once for all sins. So in the New Testament, we see the final sacrifice, which is Jesus. But up to that point in the Old Testament, they did sacrifice. They did place on the altar the sacrifices to God. So this wouldn't seem strange to Abraham that God would say, sacrifice your son to me. Now, if we can't wrap our head around it, we can't understand it, but watch what God does. God wanted his heart more than he wanted him to sacrifice Isaac. What he wanted was to see that he would have no other gods before him. Remember we talked about that a few days ago, that there would be no other gods before Yahweh God, and God was testing Abraham's heart. Now, you might say, as I have before, God, it doesn't seem fair. You promised him this son, and now it seems like you're playing with him, you're toying with him, you're questioning him. Why are you tempting him? And yet sometimes, listen to me, this is important, sometimes God really wants to get down to the matters of our heart. He'll give us the desires of our heart, and then he wants to make sure that he is always the true desire of our heart. Because stay with me in this story, God will always provide for himself the lamb. And that's what he did. He took his son. Now, if you've read the story, and it's not all in the passage that we have in our book today, so go back and read the full chapter. He said that Isaac goes with his father Abraham, and he goes up on Mount Moriah. And they're talking and they're walking. I can just envision what this must have been like, this father-son encounter. And they're walking up to sacrifice Isaac. And Isaac looks and he goes, "Hey, Dad, I see the wood, and I understand we're going to have a fire, but where's the sacrifice?" Isaac's kind of thinking something might be upright here. I don't see the sacrifice, God. And look what Abraham says in faith. Listen to me. Abraham says to his son, "God will provide the lamb." He knew in faith that God wanted his heart. He wanted his son, but he wanted his son not to be a sacrifice, but a living sacrifice of faith. That's so good. I hope you can hold on to that. God at times might come and test us. He tests our motives. And they get up to the altar and he places his son on the altar. He places the wood on the altar. And he's getting ready to come down and take his son's life. And God stops him right there and says, "Abraham, Abraham, look." And as he looks over, he sees a ram caught in the thicket. And the Bible says, Abraham says, "Jehovah Jireh." God himself has provided the ram. He has provided the lamb. The ram that was caught in the thicket was the lamb, was the sacrifice. It wasn't Isaac he wanted. It was all of Abraham's heart that he wanted. And the Bible says right there that Abraham says, "God provided the lamb." Jehovah Jireh. This is the only place, the first mention and only mention of Jehovah Jireh in the Bible. Now stay with me, guys. This is so powerful today with our fast. God wants to provide all of your needs. The Bible tells us in the New Testament, he provides all of our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Jesus was the provision for your sin. So today, as we move through this passage and we're talking about the provisions, I want you to think about your provider, Jehovah Jireh. Call him out. Call right now in your fast. "You are my provision. You are my provider." Look for the rams caught in the thicket. God wants to provide. He wants you to have eyes to see. Matter of fact, the word Jireh literally means not only provider, but to see. It means to see. Do you have eyes to see how God is providing for you financially, physically, emotionally, in your marriages, in your friendships? He is providing everything you need. So as you press into this Hebrew name, Jehovah Jireh, start to call him out. "Jehovah Jireh, I know you have met my needs in Christ Jesus." You know, our fasting focus today, and I want you to see it because it's a beautiful story, because remember, we have an emphasis every day that we're fasting for, and today we're fasting for provision, because I want to tie in the story of Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and the story of David. In our passage today, we find that it's in Psalm 35. It's an interesting story because David is running, probably from Saul at this time. He's running for his life. Saul wants to kill him. The enemies are coming up against David. And it's an interesting passage for fasting. Look with me. He said, "They reward me for evil, and they want to bring sorrow to my soul. But as for me," David said, "when my enemies were sick, I humbled myself with fasting and I prayed for them." And it's an interesting passage because David said, "Listen to me." He said, "God, I don't get this. When my enemies came against me, I humbled myself and I prayed for their goodness. I prayed for their safety. I prayed for their well-being, and all they wanted to do was take my life." And it's kind of a story where David's showing his heart. "God, my enemies are trying to kill me and take my life, and I humbled myself and I prayed goodness over them." And I'm going to ask you right now, if people are coming against you and attacking you, talking against you and trying to belittle you, have you prayed for goodness over their life? This is a story of humility. It's a story where David said, "I humbled myself before you, God. I lowered myself. The word humble is, it's kind of an interesting word. Have you ever come across a brook or a stream and it was dry? Maybe it was during the summer and it was real, real low. And that's what the word humble means. It means to run low, to actually lower yourself, to put others above you. The word humility is to mean, means it actually, you take a lower place, you take a lower seat. That's what David is saying here. So I'm going to talk to us today as we close in our prayer, that you begin to think about how to humble yourself. Ask God for the provisions in your life. Listen, He is your Jehovah Jireh. He wants you to offer all sacrifices unto Him. Humble yourself and take on the form of humility. In our passages today, I've given you some scriptures on humility because it's not something that we teach today. It's not something that we practice today. Humility, I believe, is a lost art. And yet in this very passage that David talks about, he fasted with humility. So would you just stop in today's passage and would you begin to take on the form of a servant? Would you take on the spirit of humility? It is a spiritual battle. You're going to fight with pride and arrogance and self-esteem. Those are areas that all of us want to take on. We struggle with that. That's our flesh every day. But part of your fasting today is to put on humility and to see that God wants to provide for you, but you must sacrifice yourself. You must lower yourself. You must put others before yourself and take on really the heart of Christ. So I want to ask you right now before we pray to look over your discussion questions. Remember, these are important. They're just three questions I'm asking you to meditate on, to pray about. Make sure you're journaling and you're writing. And then let me close with you today on our prayer together for Jehovah Jireh. And that's found on page 127. 127, Dear Jehovah Jireh, I believe you are my provider. I believe you see the beginning from the end. And you have my well-being in mind. Remember I talked to you about when you pray these prayers, make this your prayer. Stop and pray this from your heart. I ask today in faith that you answer my request. I exercise my belief in you alone and thank you for answering on my behalf. Thank you for providing the Lamb of God for my salvation. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, His grace is sufficient for me. Embrace Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Look to see where God has the answers for you today and enter into a day of humility as we talk about our 24 hours together. Stay strong in your fast. Stay true to your fast. I look forward to seeing you again 24 hours from today. Day 8, we're going to be strong in our fast together. I love you guys. Have a great day. God bless.